Here we go, Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. A 54-degree start. It's got to be 78 today.
That is insane.
Come on!
That is insane.
Everything is good. Clouds and sun, 78 degrees. Unbelievable. This is Scott Spisano here. Sandy Waters ready to go. Thursday morning. Big live show today with in-studio guests. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to have the RIT students are going to come in.
Oh, nice.
And they said they rented a van.
What?
I go, how many are there of you guys?
Uh-oh.
I went to go just visit the WITR, the college radio station there. And they're so sweet. They're such good kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys should come in on the air with us on a Thursday. This is what we do. We invite you to come in the studio and join in on the conversation.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, that would be so awesome. Yes. We rented a van. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God.
This is going to be some party.
I guess so. Maybe we'll have to move it to the conference room.
Ooh.
Engineers, we need some mics.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They'll be like, now. What's ignore?
Yes.
They see our call.
Yeah, barge.
Ignore.
Big barge. Large barge.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain and 72 degrees, but it's okay. We're going to be 80 next week. We're there.
Okay.
We're there. And today is mow the lawn for the first time this year day.
Oh.
I'm very excited about it.
Okay.
I probably should have checked to see if I can get my lawnmower started.
That is kind of lucky of you to do it during the week.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people who can't.
I don't know if anybody knows, but I have a different schedule than a lot of people. So I'm not just trying to rub it in your face. It's the only time I can
He's
do it.
He's rubbing it in.
No, I'm not. No, it's just, that's my orbit, my world.
Stop it.
I'm not putting up with this crap today.
Because if you're up now, you probably have, right? What time do you get home? If you're up right now listening, 818-2899, what time are we going home? What time are you done with work? I know my sister wakes up super early to get to the gym, but then she has a full day and she gets home at 6.
Yeah.
So, right. I don't know.
I don't know either.
And then do you want to mow right when you get home? That's so terrible.
Have to. I can't do it later because then at 2:30, Ellie gets off the bus and then it's all kid from there on in.
Put her on your lap.
Oh, yeah, on a lawnmower. That's smart.
Put it. Well, I see it all the time.
No. That, if I see that, I will stop my car, get out and be like, stop.
You would not. Would you really?
I have horror visions of the accident that happened a few years ago when that, and I'm not going to.
Yeah, we've heard too many stories.
I did actually give her a ride last year without the blades on. It's just like, let's go around the house.
Yeah.
And Jill's like, what are you doing? Stop that. I'm like,
optics.
Yes,
optics.
Exactly.
People were about to stop, pull over, stop, and yell at you.
Right.
Scold you.
Thank God I'm in a secluded neighborhood. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. Hey, we're looking for funny grandma. Do you have a senior in your life that is hilarious, outspoken, got great advice.
We want to welcome her into the Buzz fam because we're a Buzz fam. We say that all the time. We got our regulars who call into the show. You know their voice. You know their name.
We need a grandma.
And we're like, what family is a family without grandma? That like borderline inappropriate grandma. We need you. If that's you. 818-2899.
We need the matriarch. We do.
I think we do. Or grandpa. Should we do grandpa? I mean, it's for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Grandma.
Oh, look at you're shaking your head. Nah. No? You don't want to do grandpa?
Nah.
Because we got you for that.
Yes, exactly. I'm old.
You're grouchy. We don't need two grouchy men. Oh, God. Our ratings
are tame. No, grandma voice is better. Just from the voice point of view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not. Do we want sweet? We don't want sweet. We want angry.
Yeah.
We want funny.
Sweet. Funny, spiky personality, happy, weird, grumpy.
Because we talked about this before that you hit an age, and I don't know what that age is. If you know, let me know. You hit an age where you're like, that's it. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I don't care if I offend you. If I don't offend you, I'm just going to say what I say.
Yeah.
Like my mother has hit that age. She says things. She'll come up to you and be like, I don't like who you're dating. I'm like, Ma, you don't even know the person. It's okay. I got a vibe.
I don't like it.
And I'm like, well, you can't just go up to somebody. What's the problem? I'm at an age. I can do it. I'm
That's
like,
right.
Okay.
You get to the point lady. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people even do it without their teeth. So there you go. Those guys still alive?
start the conversation like that.
I just wondered what they'd sound like if they re-recorded this song. They'd be like, Daddy Mac will make it. Because all their voices have changed. And how do they do that song without the little baby, their little kid voice? Anyway, it's 98.9
The Buzz. Oh, my God. I can't believe you started the conversation like that.
Well, criminy.
Now I got to look it up.
Every freaking artist we play is either dead or 90.
Would you stop? It's Chris Daddy Mac Smith.
Yes.
Is alive and active, it says.
Good. Yeah, good.
It's good to know that he's alive and active.
Oh, good. How old is he?
Tragically, his bandmate Chris Mac Daddy Kelly passed away in 2013 at the age of 34.
Boy.
What?
Yeah, rock and roll.
Due to drug overdose.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
Wow.
One hit and it kills you. It's 54 degrees today. Going to be 78 degrees. Going to be nice. Sunshine, clouds. And
okay.
Wonderful spring day.
It is going to be amazing. Yeah. Absolutely. An amazing day.
Yeah, I have to say it's 98.9 The Buzz and Spazano.
Oh, yeah, we got a little sidetracked with the crisscrossing. Okay, now I hope you're not going to know the answer to this.
Okay.
If you're listening right now, because if you listen to James Whitaker, our Win the Day expert, he says, do not check your phone first thing in the morning.
Right.
So it's okay that you don't know the answer to this. But when you do, get a moment to get to your phone. How many emails do you have in your inbox? How many text messages do you have?
Work or email?
Anything.
Work or play?
Anything.
Okay.
Because they say 95% of us, let's just round that up and say 100.
Yes.
All of us say that we try, all caps, bold, italicized, all of us try to delete unnecessary files to keep our devices functioning, but only 10% of us feel confident doing it. And 33% feel overwhelmed and anxious and stressed out by the idea of it.
It's I'm beyond.
I'm the 33%.
It's beyond comprehension. Do you have your email up on your computer right now?
I'm trying to look at like your phone. You know how you have the, like I have 12 unread text messages
or email?
Yeah, because I'm in so many group chats where I'm like, I can't keep up.
Oh, that's your fault, yeah.
I cannot keep up.
I'm on my Gmail right now.
Yeah.
And I just pulled up. This is my personal one.
Yeah.
And, you know, it shows you emails 50 at a time per page, right? I have, go on, give it a guess how many emails that I have in my box.
25,000.
Ah.
98,000.
82,209.
Now, what is your reasoning for not deleting it? Is it because, like, 10% of people say they can't do it and 33% say they feel anxious and overwhelmed?
Overwhelmed, by all means, because it's like, how long is it going to take me to blow all this stuff up?
Or are you just lazy?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just
what is it? Because I know that it's not because I'm lazy. It's because I'm scared that I'm going to delete something I need.
No, I'm not scared that. I have, I don't know if you have it, but everything, there's important and everything else in Gmail. And everything that I need goes into important.
Ah.
So in essence, everything else I got to do is click the one box and hit delete.
So you're just lazy.
I'm just lazy. But before that, I was actually, I would sit in my kitchen where I had my lap or my computer, you know, and sit there for it seems like hours and click, 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 blow it up, click,
delete
click,
all.
Yeah,
permanently.
And it got to the point where it was like making me triggered. I was like, God, I can't do this anymore. It was like overwhelming.
Okay, so they say 59% of people would rather wash dishes than face their digital files, 23 would rather go to the doctor for an annual physical.
Then blow up emails? Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Well, they're digital files. So it's like instead of spring cleaning now, they're talking about, you know, the tech nerds are talking about, how about spring cleaning your digital life?
I feel like when I blow something up, it's not doing anything. It doesn't do any good because I'm just going to get another email from them again. So like, for instance, Wayfair gives me an email. So I blow up the Wayfair right here. Boom. But it's going to come back. I know. So now I got to unsubscribe to every single email you get. And it's just like overwhelming.
Lindsay just messaged us. My mom is the absolute worst. She has like 1,000 unread messages.
Unread. Ow.
Is it unread messages, email, or text messages? Because I think this includes all text messages, too. There's no way she has 1,000 unread text messages, right?
Yeah.
That must be email. Now, if it's her mom, is it the older people hold on to our digital things longer, or is it younger, younger generation?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's older people. I think it's
hold
us.
It longer?
Yeah, we're... Yeah, I kind of feel, because my kids make fun of me, so they, but my older kid pays for extra storage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need that
cloud.
You need that these days.
No, I ain't paying for the cloud, because what is the cloud? I need it to be tangible, physical, I need to see it. And
it's there. It's just not local.
Okay. You know what was also there? Kodak Easy Share, and what was the other one? Snapfish. It's no longer.
Yeah, so that's because it was 15 years ago and they didn't have the capability.
Okay.
Now they do.
15 years from now, the cloud is going to look ridiculously lame too.
So you don't want to worry about losing your digital data.
That's why I don't. That's why
buy
I can't.
Buy a terabyte or 2 terabyte hard drive. They're $79 and the size of a credit card and drop it all on that.
Oh, you know what I do have to buy is the thing that you plug into your phone, because that's my problem.
That's what it is, yeah. You can plug it right into your phone. I've got one
that.
Right here.
Okay, can I have it?
Sure. I'll get another one.
Can I have it, please?
Yeah.
You're the provider. You always talk about how you love to provide.
I do. Oh, your name. Actually, the name is Gert. I call my chat GPT Gert.
Wait, I also that's call, your 3D printer.
It's also my 3D
You're
printer.
You're cheating.
No,
you
no.
only date Gerts. Oh, just like you only marry Jill.
Right. They're twins. My 3D printer and my AI. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Fizan, and Sandy.
Okay.
Do you have a name for your ChatGPT?
So, no, I don't.
Oh,
I don't. But here's the question. The last time you went to ChatGPT or your Echo or whatever, do you say please and thank you? That's the question. Do you say please? Are you polite? How polite are you?
When I activate, I'm like, hey, hi,
oh,
Gert.
You're direct.
Yeah.
Oh, you're that guy?
I don't do small talk with this.
Oh.
It doesn't have a real human. It's not human. You can really be direct to it and it won't be offended.
I'll tell you my conspiracy theory, why I say please and thank you. But I will say that you are doing it better than I am, because if you do say please and thank you, you're costing the company tens of millions of dollars.
How?
So OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said, mm-hmm. he confirmed it. He said, yes, the courteous phrases contribute to tens of millions of dollars in electricity expenses. Each additional word in a prompt requires more resources.
Mm-hmm.
So altogether, billions of daily interactions leads to a significant energy consumption.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So it might seem trivial. The politeness is, you know, they say he... himself said it's worth the cost, because we want you to interact with AI in a way where you are setting the tone.
Or it's human. Yeah.
Yeah. So then the quality of AI will just keep progressing.
Oh,
if you
see.
Are polite, then AI will take on a polite tone too, and a respectful professional tone.
Because they call it generative learning. This computer is every time it interacts, it's learning. So if you're nice to it, it's learning to be nice. Yeah.
But don't you tell your kid, don't you tell Ellie when she's asking, what do you call it, Echo or Gert, whatever, don't you tell her to say please and thank you to the...
She doesn't do it yet.
But do you say it?
No.
Oh, you gotta tell her.
Wait, do I tell my daughter how to interact with electronics? No,
yes.
I haven't taught her yet.
I used to do it with Vinny,
my
little nephew. He's 11 now, but my sister would do it too when he was a little mooch. She was like... please, can you play Baby Shark? I'm like, oh, you are so cute. Say please and thank you.
No, I have. They don't call out. She doesn't call out electronics yet.
Oh, she doesn't even use it?
She's just, look, she's 5 and she's pissed I unhooked a Roblox from her tablet.
She was on Roblox? Good for you.
She wasn't interacting with anybody, but it was just eating her brain.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just
going
to get worse.
You know what she said? And I did not say this. She said, I said, well, it's not working anymore. It's something's wrong with it. Yeah. And what am I going
to
say? No, you can't do it. And then she's going to want it.
It's going
to
eat your brain.
You know what she told me? She goes, honestly, no. She said the president made it go away. I don't know where she got that from.
Oh, I wonder.
We do not talk politics in front of her. Yeah.
Just like you don't swear in front of her either.
Ask my wife.
My conspiracy theory is... Someday, and we all know this to be true, right? Someday, we are going to be the minority, and AI is going to be the majority. We are going to be working for AI. Now, I want to be on their good side, okay? I want to be the one they like. Because if you're too mean, if you get frustrated because it's not listening to you and you start yelling at it, it's all it's doing is putting you in a bucket where this person, not good.
Yeah, you've already been labeled. You've been labeled.
Labeled, that's what it is.
Yeah, thing is,
I don't want to be labeled.
Problem is, you're too nice, so it's pissed at spending all this money on you. So if you're nice, you're bad.
I didn't think
okay?
of that.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be a lot easier if you're just like a Richard to
okay,
it.
Okay, so now I'm going to say, please, thank you for spending the money. Anyhow, so there you go. If you say please and thank you to your Echo or
imagine how much money it's costing that company to make that to have that electricity cost.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Whatever.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9.
78 degrees with sunshine from 98.9 to Buzz. Yay.
Yeah, he's so excited to tell you that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so excited. We're going to do shots at 8 o'clock.
Yes, we are. We got a live studio audience, the Buzz fam coming in. Okay. Police officers are going to be policing the streets a little differently.
Okay.
This is from Channel 10.
Can I guess? Rollerblades? Can you imagine?
Okay, that's registered.
Okay. RPD used to have a bike patrol out on the streets, but back in 2019, staffing became an issue and they pulled them. Now the chief tells me they're in a better position, so they're getting the bikes back out.
We haven't done it because, again, you know, manpower and then the violence has been the priority. But like I've said all along, you know, if we can reduce the number of shootings, then we free up the manpower.
So starting in the next few weeks, officers will be rolling down the streets. Chief Smith, who was a bike patrol officer himself, says the hope is that the officers will be more approachable and more engaged while riding around, keeping a close eye out for nuisance issues.
I like the bike thing. I always liked that it was nice approach. I think they'd be more approachable if they were on rollerblades. Can you imagine? You know, RPD coming down the street. You know? What's up? Yeah, come on, rollerblades.
I am patiently waiting for rollerblades to come back in. I mean, that was fun. Those were good days.
That's back.
Is it?
Yeah. Roller skating, rollerblades.
Yeah, it's I could just go roller skating in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's an influencer thing. They do it all the time.
I don't see it in Rochester, New York.
Well, just start it then.
Okay.
Get them
you
pink spandex, like workout, let's get come physical
on.
Outfit and
let's
get out
do
there.
It. Here's the question, though. If you're a police officer or know anybody who is one, do they really want to be on a bike, to be on bike patrol?
Oh, I would imagine so. Sure.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
It's a different, you're a different
It makes you more
servant.
Vulnerable. It leaves you more vulnerable.
To
I don't like
what?
It.
Bullets? Well, yeah, of course. But like
the crazy people that are in the world.
But you also get, like, it's not like you're going from Greece to Henrietta on your bike every day. They have a certain area. They become the familiar face.
I didn't say
face.
That. I didn't say it had anything to do with distance.
No,
they become
the familiar face in the neighborhood.
Does it really make you approachable? Because that was one of the things. It makes them seem more approachable.
Absolutely.
Because when someone rides a bike by you, you just wave. Do you? Mm-hmm. Are you that neighbor who waves at everybody, whether you know them or not?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Oh,
I am that neighbor, and sometimes I get snubbed.
Why?
I don't know why.
Oh, because they don't know you.
Why? Just wave. I waved at you. Like, you'll run by, I'll give them a little wave, or a bike, or even drive by, I wave, and my daughters are like, you don't even know who that is. I go, I don't know. It's just a friendly thing to do. Well,
yeah.
Mom, they didn't wave back. I'm like, well.
Doesn't matter.
They didn't get the memo.
I do that up near where a camper is because it's a little neighborhood and there's always people walking around.
Right,
and
you have to.
You know, the old lady walking her dog, I always like wave even though she doesn't know me. I don't know her. It's so, like, hi, I'm part of you guys.
So does it make you more approachable? What makes a person approachable in your eyes? What would make someone approachable?
Smile.
That was mine.
Oh, sorry.
I'm the person who walks around with the perma smile.
Okay, rollerblades.
I totally thought you were going to say the person who dresses down, because you always talk about the boss who dresses cash and you think they're more approachable.
Oh, definitely. And I would say that's
Shorts guy.
Shorts in the winter. Shorts in the winter guy. Yes.
That's an approachable guy.
Yeah.
That's a guy I'm going to have no fear going up
to. Yeah. I would say also someone with a baby or a dog.
Nope. I don't subscribe to that. No, I don't think so. Does it make you more approachable if you have a baby? No, because you go into mama bear protective mode. No, it does not
like DNA. I mean, more normal people have a baby and they're all happy and they're walking around. You know, a baby, you're like, hi. Yeah, that's more approachable than walking by the, you know, black trench coat with the sunglasses guy.
Well, okay, maybe just because I'm a mom, I can do it to other moms. Yeah, I guess maybe there is this unspoken, I got you, I know what you're living right now. Mm-hmm. That is a life of crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, maybe it is with the baby. Okay, anyhow, so they'll be out, the RPD is going to be out policing the streets, bike patrols. Back.
Good. You've seen the parades. You see the Lilac Parade or maybe Lilac Festival, you know, people on bikes. They can get around quicker in crowds. I think it's a good idea.
All right. Coming up on the show, is there a job you'd never sign up for, no matter how much you'd get paid? Or I should say it this way. If your teenager, if you have a kid and a teenager said, hey, I want to get this as a part-time job, is there any job that comes to mind right now that you would be like, no, absolutely not? That's coming up on the show because there's a need for that one particular job if we're thinking the same thing.
Around here?
And yes.
Yeah.
And Jerker Justified, we got a voice message.
Yes.
What her neighbor, when they all got together and had dinner together at her neighbor's house, what her neighbor had on the counter is what we're putting in Jerker
Justified.
You're
going to be so triggered.
I found her, 98.9 The Buzz, I found her. I also found 50 degrees. I also found it's going to be 78 and sunny today. I found her.
Who's her?
98.9 The Buzz.
Who'd you find?
I found the funny grandma.
You did?
Yes. You know how we're looking for this, kind of opinionated, like kind of spiky, fun, sarcastic.
Borderline inappropriate.
Yeah, right. We just played her, Deborah Harry. She's 79.
Oh, man, can you get her on the air with us? Because we're looking for her to be a part of the Buzz fam.
Oh.
She's 79?
Yeah.
Stop it. Why do you do that?
I don't know.
You just get joy in making us feel awful
about ourselves. I'm embracing it.
Well, I don't care if you are. The rest of us aren't.
All right. Well, Joan Jett, 66, and Pat Benatar, 72. So, I mean, hey, this is the grandma of the group, Deborah Harry.
We are freaking grandmas. Stop. I told my kids we're cool.
You can say, keep saying it.
Okay. So what we're going to talk about just after 7 o'clock. Mm. Now, I didn't even tell Scotty what this part-time job is.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I would think a lot of parents would not want their kids to sign up for. Only because, I didn't tell you, only because I know you're going to fight me on it. And you're going to be like, that's ridiculous. What parent says no to that?
Okay.
But I firmly believe I want parents to say no to their teenager.
All right. I got to get the why from you when we do it.
Well, the why is, I think it's kind of obvious. So there's a great need in Rochester, mm-hmm. Ontario County specifically, okay. In this story. Mm-hmm. And they are targeting teenagers.
To do the
for
job.
For this one job. Okay. And I'm like, why? No, that's the wrong audience.
All right. Then can we get to
it? Are you intrigued?
Yeah, I am. Okay. Over the top.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
This Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. Here we go. Nice day today.
Before we get into the whole, is this a part-time job you would ever allow your kid to sign up for? Or even you yourself, is this a gig you would sign up for? Mm. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day today.
Yeah. Close to 76, 78 degrees. Sunshine. Yeah.
And if you can, if for some reason you can't catch all of the show, you can always find us on the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, we prefer the Audacy app because it's ours, AUDACY. But wherever you listen to podcasts, just search out The Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there a job that comes to mind, though, when I say, hey, a job you would never sign up for? Or if your kid said, hey, I want to do this for a part-time job, you would say no. Any job come to your mind?
I might like it for like 10 minutes, and then after that, I may quit.
Which is?
Picking cabbage in Phelps.
That was so random.
Nice. You know.
That was so incredible.
Well, I mean, that's
big. But very local. So very good.
Well.
Is this crop? It's not crop season yet. Are they planting it now? They're planting the cabbage now?
I would assume. Okay. Yeah. It's close to time to plant the cabbage in Phelps.
If you are thinking, not that. Okay. If you are thinking what I'm thinking, that is the exact job that they are desperately in need for, especially in Ontario County. The need is so great, they're offering to pay for your certification.
Okay.
Huh. Lifeguards needed.
Oh, yay. That's awesome.
Ontario County is using funds from a New York State program. The program's called SWIMS program, which stands for, I didn't even know this was a program, Statewide Investment in More Swimming.
Awesome.
It allows teens and young adults, that's who they're targeting, to get reimbursed for the costs of lifeguard certification and training.
Okay.
Deer Run Park, Kershaw Park, Sandy Bottom Park, all have openings.
How about Bikini Bottom? Is it SpongeBob, Nita?
Boom. Anyhow, they all have openings through Victor, Town of Victor 2, Village of Naples Recreation Programs. I mean, it's just like we need lifeguards.
I think that's fine. Why would you never let your kid do that?
I kind of feel like I'm not the only person to say, I don't know if I trust a teenager to lifeguard my life or maybe grandma's life. Because specifically, positions include senior lifeguard and aquatics supervisor.
You have no faith in the youth of today.
You know what it is? It's they don't have enough life experience. Like my daughter, my 16-year-old said that. She's looking for a job. And I'm like, hey, what job do you want? She loves the water. She would be a mermaid if she could. Mm-hmm. She probably was a mermaid if they really existed, mm-hmm. which she will fight you tooth and nail. They do exist.
Okay.
Anyhow, she's like lifeguard. I go, no.
Why?
Find something else.
She's responsible. She's responsible. And it weeds itself out. Like lawyers. Some people just don't make the bar and they don't become lawyers. There's a high bar when it comes to being a lifeguard.
I just think that, and you can argue with me on this, feel free, 818-2899. I don't think you know what could happen until you actually live what could happen. Like, teenagers are the oblivious, nothing could go wrong. Nothing bad. They haven't really seen, like, real life, heavy drama.
Okay. But
that's not something I don't really trust you just reading a book. I need you to really physically.
I have never been around a pool with a lifeguard that wasn't over 25. That was anything older than 25. Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Am I the only person who thinks
the lifeguards where my daughter went and did pool this last 2 years? Are so good and so attentive and so...
Yes.
All female lifeguards, by the
way. But when push comes to shove and you need to run and jump in that water to save somebody, have you really ever
been... They're trained to.
I don't know. They'll be on their phone. They're on TikTok.
No.
Yeah. They're too easily distracted.
Hi, The Buzz. Sandy has no faith in youth.
Hi, guys. It's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What's up, babe?
Hi.
Hi, Ben.
So, I'm listening to you talk about the lifeguard.
Yeah.
So, that's what my husband does for his career.
Okay.
I trust your husband.
He teaches lifeguards all ages. And they have to go through an extensive training.
Yeah.
And through the years that I've known him... He personally himself has saved dozens of people.
That's the guy I trust to be the lifeguard of
Brian. Hold on.
And when he teaches these kids, teenagers, 16, 17, 18, they also just recently, he wasn't even around, he was in a meeting, they saved an individual and a child. Recently.
Oh, really?
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
See, Sandy? Have faith in her husband.
And a lot of these kids actually find themselves, through him mentoring them, go further and do EMS and work for ambulance companies.
That's awesome. Now, there's
the type of person that ends up, the cream rises to the top when it comes to this whole occupation.
Okay, this is the thing, too, that I worry about. And, you know, some could even argue that the reflexes of a young person is better than an older person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their jump, quick reflex. But even the picture, so I got this story from Channel 10. Even the picture on the article of this story was a teenager sitting there looking so miserable. It's like, why did they use that shot? Because the shot looked like she was sleeping with her eyes open. It was like, oh God. Because you go a long stretch. They're not like at Disney, right? At Disney, you can't sit down if you're a lifeguard.
They go, I believe they go like 20 minutes and then they get a break. Because what they're doing when they're sitting there is scanning the pool.
Right. They never stop scanning. Their eyes are always moving. They're like Secret Service.
I don't know. Okay, I just think that's a very tough gig, and there's a lot of real responsibility. It's more than just make sure you give the customer the napkin and fork. It's like, make sure they live.
But like she said, it sounds like these people are the ones that rise the cream to the crop, the ones that you're not going to get like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High smoking weed
on a pool deck
hanging out, right?
So if you have a responsible kid, then... I mean, I don't even think I could sign up for that gig. I don't trust myself.
Well, you don't like pools.
Well, so, that is
anyway.
True.
Thanks, hon. Thanks for the call.
Bye, honey.
Okay, bye.
Thank your husband from us.
Yeah. See, that's cool that they actually saved somebody and a kid while her husband was doing a lunch. That's crazy.
That is just, well, we appreciate you, then, lifeguards.
More
and there's
lifeguards.
Openings if you want to go to the Ontario County website. The job listings are right there for you.
Okay.
All right, so we got a voice memo, right? A voice message on our Audacy app, AUDACY. You can reach out to us at any time, any point of the day. You just leave us a voice message.
Part of like the fun of doing this job is going on to that, you know, connection where we can actually look and see what's left there. And it's like, oh, we got one. All right, take a listen to this, Sandy.
Hey, Scott and Sandy. Listen, I just want to get this on Jerk or Justified because frankly, I don't know how to feel. So here's the situation. My neighbor is new to the neighborhood, and she invited us over to hang out. Very, very sweet. And then she's got this cat, super cute cat, right? The cat is walking on the counters all night, and she doesn't, like, shoo it off. She just is letting it walk all over the counters. I am not good with that. That's disgusting. But am I being a jerk? Yeah, just let me know. Call me back. Thanks.
Okay, we got Jenna's number. And if you want to ever leave us a voice message, do that on the Free Odyssey app. I'm triggered.
98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
Jenna, hi. How are you?
Hi, Scott.
Hey, what's going on? Sandy, this is such a great... The voice message you... I just felt your angst when you...
Oh, my God. This triggers Scotty so much. There was one listener brought us... I don't even know what the dessert was, but he found...
Yeah, it was brownies and...
Brownies.
Yeah.
He found cat hair in the brownies.
Yeah.
And he...
Oh, my God. Gag. Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly my point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Scott doesn't even shy away from being polite when he talks about cats and how much he hates them. Like, he just...
Yeah,
oh
I mean,
God.
I'll pass.
It's like, I don't hate a cat. I just, oh my God, not the counters. I know where those little feet have been.
So, okay, so you go over to this new neighbor's house, and it was like kind of like the welcome to the neighborhood, and you walked over and said,
exactly.
Hey.
Exactly, right? Yeah, bring over the cookies, as you do. All of a sudden, we're sitting in her kitchen, hanging out, having coffee, and this cat is just on the counter, and it's normal. It is a normal occurrence. And so I'm sitting there, I'm drinking the coffee, I'm suddenly, I cannot drink any more of the coffee because I don't trust the coffee. And suddenly I'm just sitting there politely holding this coffee and this cat is just chilling.
Is it? I've never had a cat. I've never had a cat, but I, like, what was it? What was the dude on, what Food Network dude had his cat walk around?
Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay?
Yeah. Like, even, like, taped, like, on the TV show. Cats walking around on the counter. He's cooking food. I'm like, that is disgusting.
Yeah, but is it just a cat thing to do?
Safety violation. It just is.
Can you just control your cat like you can control a dog, or no?
You can at least go, hey, get off the counter.
Yeah,
honestly,
shoot it off
the
counter.
If the cat doesn't listen, I understand. But the fact that you don't even try tells me that, like,
I know, it's gross.
Oh, you want her to fake it and pretend. Yeah, the cat never gets on the counter. No, that's such a weird behavior. What's he doing?
So let's put the neighbor with the cat on Jerk or Justified to not shoo the cat off the countertops and make an apology for it?
I just don't want to see that cat on the counters again.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I can't come over unless that cat is controlled.
Okay.
So if you own a cat and if you allow your cat to walk all over the counters and the table and whatever while you have company over, jerk or justified.
All right. And the numbers. Perfect. Yep. Numbers 818-2899. 818-2899. Vote right now, one way or the other, jerk, justified. Jenna, thanks so much. Listen in, okay?
Yeah, you got it, guys. Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, the buzz. Okay, jerk or justified.
Is it the neighbor letting the cat on the counter?
Yeah. Officially, the trial is jerk or justified to allow your cat on the table and or counters when company is over.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely jerk. That's disgusting.
So gross.
That is totally disgusting. Makes me sick. My daughter has a cat that likes to sneak up on the table and I freak.
So your daughter is like Jenna's neighbor.
No, she doesn't let him do it.
Oh, she doesn't. Okay.
Oh no.
Does she let him?
Are nosy.
Does she let him do it when no one's looking though? Like when no company's over? Oh, okay.
No.
I don't know if you've seen the on social media where you put a big long piece of aluminum foil on your counters. And as soon as the cat hits it, they jump up. And,
oh, they don't like it.
Oh, it freaks them out.
Oh, yeah.
Try that. Yeah. Oh, look at that little DIY.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Okay, taking a jerk from you. Thank you.
That I hate cats hack.
Listen, I don't hate
cats. You said it on the air.
I'm not going to buy I'm not going to have another cat.
You and cats don't get along.
Hi, the buzz.
You don't like them.
No, I don't like cleaning up after them. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, it's Tim. What's up?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know, I just had to put my input on this absolutely disgusting situation.
Dude, the day I'm like, oh, we got some great food. We got some great brownies. I bring them down from, the radio station kitchen. I crack it open, and there's hair in between the gap of this brownie. Cat hair. And I'm like, ugh.
He's never eaten listener food
ever again
since that time.
Ever.
Okay. So you're saying jerk, I'm assuming?
Oh, this is absolutely a jerk. I hate cats. I hate everything about them. Absolutely disgusing. Yeah, this person should be crucified.
You sound terrible. They're living creatures.
See, I'm not there. I'm not massive hate, but
can you train a cat, though? Like a dog, you can train a dog. Don't go there. Don't do this. Sit. Whatever. But can you even train it? Can we fault this homeowner, this pet owner?
Yes. When I was with my... Well, I don't know if you can train a cat like a dog.
Yeah.
When I was with my ex, her cat was just an a-hole.
This is why it triggers you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some cats had that person. All right. Thanks, buddy. Got to take another call. See ya. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. What do you jerk or justified? What do you call it?
If she's a jerk, if she has the cats on the counter?
Correct.
Yeah, she allows her cats to walk around the table and counter.
You can try to shoo them off, but they're just going to do it anyway.
I kind of feel like you're that person. You guys got cats?
I mean, yeah, you can tell them no, but they're toddlers. They act like they have a toddler size. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to continue to do it. You know what I mean?
I had a cat. I had two at one point, and they never got on the countertops.
Well, some cats do.
Ours get on the table sometimes. Yeah. They try to get on the counter, but we tell them no, so they usually know not to get on the counter.
Have you done the aluminum foil thing where you put the aluminum foil on the counter?
Doesn't work.
Oh, there you go.
Our cats are too smart for that.
I love it. Thanks, man. We'll take the justified. Hello, the buzz. How are you? Are you calling for jerk or justified, right?
Of course I'm calling for jerk or justified.
Is this Chris Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah, part of the buzz fam. Okay, what do you say?
I was at justified until the last couple of seconds of the argument. So I'm going jerk.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you. Yay.
What was the last couple of seconds of the argument?
The food part.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't let my cat on the counter when there's food around.
Right.
Okay.
Any other time, that cat is cleaner than my kids.
Next time your cat gets on the countertop, I want you to take its paw and lick the bottom of it.
Ew.
All right?
Oh, God. What are you talking about?
They step in there. Yeah, they cover up their poop with their feet. Do not put the cat on the counter ever.
Okay.
Food or not. Ever.
So if you take the cat, if you don't let the cat roam around the counter and table when company's over and there's food out, do you bleach, like douse that counter in bleach before you cook on it?
Oh, yeah, no, I'll wipe it down with a Lysol wipe.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's good enough. You probably missed a spot.
Stop pussyfooting around this now, okay?
Oh,
thank you.
That was actually good.
Goodbye.
Was good.
Right, thank you.
Bye.
We did it. We did it.
I'm so impressed.
I had to get that in.
Well, he said, so where are we putting Chris's tally, though?
He said jerk. He goes, justified until I heard the food thing. And you're right, jerk.
Yeah, but he lets his cat walk around the counter.
He's a jerk.
Oh, okay. Well, if you own a cat, just when company comes over, you got to somehow get the cat off the counter.
Just for, yeah, yeah. You keep those germs on that counter, but just don't tell the company
right.
when they come over.
So right, just don't let them know.
You're a jerk.
Right.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk. Yeah. Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Wait a minute. Now think of every person you know who has a cat. Have you eaten dinner at their house? Does it taste a little bit different? Like, does it taste good? It's like, wow, there's something different with that they do. I don't know what it is.
Must be the MSG.
But, all right, coming up on the show, 8 o'clock. It's Thursday, so after 8 o'clock, we're going to welcome in the Buzz Fam, and we're going to do
shots.
Buzz Fam shots, right? Very good. It's, I don't know if you know this, Scotty, NFL draft day.
Yes, I do know.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to have to fake it really hard when Bills Mafia Ken is in the studio with Bills Trivia Live.
He's coming in.
And yeah, that's all coming up on the
show.
All
right, all and more on the new hour. Beautiful day. 78 degrees for the high. 98.9 to buzz. We got people in the studio, Sandy.
Yay!
Are you ready? Hi,
we
guys.
Are ready.
Hi, everybody.
We're ready. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Here we go. We got shots ready to go. 98.9 to buzz. Mizzano and Sandy. Okay, you guys know what to do. Here we go. Turn it up, feel the vibe. Thursday live, let's survive. Sip it up, raise it high. Buzz Fam's here.
Yay!
Reach the sky.
Shot, 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 shot. Cheers to the Buzz Fam.
In the studio area. Yeah, cheers. This is our buzz shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. In the studio, Ken, Bill's Mafia Ken is in the studio. Also, representing from RITWITR Radio is
Seamus.
Seamus, what's up, my bro? How are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
Excellent. Who else you got with you here?
Well, we've got both Juliana and Alexis, also from WITR.
Now, are you guys, like, on the radio? Do you have, like, permanent shifts? Are you guys, like, you know, just like, boom, 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 boom?
They said they have so much interest in the College Station. Well, how many kids are on the 70? What'd you say?
Yes. 70.
70 members.
And you all hate money. That's awesome.
This is true.
Now, a lot of them, this is not their focus. Like, this isn't what they want to do for a living because they're smart kids.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Even though you, I think, want to do radio, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, do you
I can
hate
see
money?
Seamus being
in radio. Absolutely.
And if you've got an attitude like that, you're perfect for radio. I'm
okay, I do have to say a disclaimer because the advisor Mike is here.
Yes.
That shot was a mocktail.
It was not alcoholic.
Mom, dad, don't worry.
Nothing there. Because we didn't want to be their first exposure to alcohol. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Bills Mafia's Ken's going to throw on some Bills trivia,
yes,
right?
Because it is NFL draft day.
Yes.
Did I sound like I was excited about that, Ken?
Not really.
No, I'm going to have to fake it so hard next break. But we need somebody to go up against Scotty with Bills trivia.
You Bills fan, Seamus?
No, actually.
Okay. Any of you?
Eagles fan.
Eagles fan.
Look.
Huh?
Oh, well, that'll be even funnier if you kick Scott's butt. Okay.
If
Seamus
you get the trivia question right and you're not a Bills fan,
this will be great.
Okay.
Okay. That's coming up. And plus, then before the end of the show, and I'm very interested in what you guys are going to say about this, what a mom allowed her 7-year-old to do by himself will decide good or bad parenting.
All right. Hold on. It's 98.9 The Buzz, 50 now, 78 for the high today. And it's time for
the Bills make me want.
Bills Mafia Ken's in the studio with a whole bunch of RIT students. What's up, everybody?
Okay. WITR is here.
Yes.
Okay, so it is the... I make myself laugh when I say this because it's like, it is the NFL draft tonight. Party, whatever.
She doesn't feel worthy to say that.
No. It's,
you are. Your husband is the sports authority
already?
Of Rochester.
We're
you can
starting
say
this
that.
Already?
Yeah, it's, of course.
I thought I had till the end of August.
Oh, you already missed free agency in March.
Right.
Oh, free agency.
Yeah, and then there's training camp in July-ish, you know, from there.
No, August. When does July?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Why did I even correct you? Like, see, I know what I'm talking
NFL
about.
NFL never ends.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank God.
So, I'm going to fake it so hard at this time of the morning. But, Seamus, you are up against, from WITR, you're up against Scott Spisano in Bills Mafia Trivia.
Seamus is an Eagles fan, so this will be even better.
Yeah, a little bit out of my wheelhouse, but let's see how it goes.
I still have confidence in you. So, I'm thinking you're going to win, Seamus. Let's go around the room.
All right.
Just shout out if
your program director just showed up. Who's this? Yeah. You got to introduce yourself.
Oh, my God. Hello, guys.
Hi. Oh, my God. Nice to meet you.
Okay, Mike Technique, girl.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You
are. Say, who do you think's going to win? I got to give it to Seamus. I don't believe in you.
You know, I'm the one who let you in the locked door, by
I know.
The way.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Super Seamus. What do you think?
I'm thinking Scott.
Okay, thank you. All right, one to one.
Now why?
Manager Mike. He's the advisor.
I gotta, just because you feel bad.
Sympathy.
Yeah, you want him. Yeah, you want him back. Plus, we have engineering vibes together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like technical stuff.
He's a wannabe engineer.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I gotta go with Seamus.
Seamus.
Okay.
And?
Cast another vote for Seamus.
Seamus,
another vote.
There's a lot of pressure now.
I tried.
He's the bill now.
All right.
I'll remember that, Mike.
We qualified ourselves. Now, Ken, hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well.
Turn the mic towards you here, talking real tight. There you go. Multiple choice, please?
No.
Oh, dude. All right. Go ahead.
Not that helps you.
Yeah,
ever.
It does.
Anyway. What is this, first come, first serve?
Yeah.
Okay. No, just...
We'll write down our...
Write down your answer, and then we'll...
Yeah.
Okay, how about that?
Okay.
That's good. Okay. Bills Mafia. Ken.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right. How many times since 1980 have the Bills had the number one overall pick in the draft?
Oh, God.
Seamus, were you even born?
Oh.
God,
oh.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, he wasn't even born. How does that feel, by the way?
Michael Strahan play for the Philadelphia Eagles? He's just holding up an Eagles shirt. I say since 1980? 1980. How many times have they had number one draft
number
pick?
Number one overall pick.
Okay, don't say anything. Lock in your answers.
Okay, can I talk this out?
Oh, God.
Well,
yeah,
But
you're going to help Seamus.
Since they've went to all the Super Bowls, then they sucked, right, for the longest time.
Yes.
Which means when you suck, it means you get first picks,
usually better picks.
Okay.
So, 80... How about, I'm just feeling this number.
Seamus wrote his answer down so long ago. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. What'd
guess
you say, Seamus?
First.
So I'm taking a stab at four. Okay. My guess is not too many because I feel for a while Bills were in that interim period of being not the best.
But not bad enough. Right.
Yeah,
see,
before
okay.
you were born.
Yeah, you're not like the Jets. Or
right.
Anything.
Oh, hee.
Scotty?
Are we going closest to the pin on this one?
Sure.
would you say?
I said eight.
Oh.
Since 1980. 80, 90, 2010. That's 45 years. It's got to be at least eight times.
Okay. Bills Mafia Ken, the correct answer is?
One.
Oh, God.
The Bills sucked at losing two. So they were just always outside the top 10.
Oh, my. Okay. Nobody gets a point.
I have a bonus for this one.
Oh, okay. Sure. We'll take a bonus. We will take a bonus. Yes, absolutely.
Who is the one player?
The one player.
They had one first player pick overall in the last 45 years.
Okay. I'm going to say.
So now you got to come up with a player, Scott.
A player. Can you tell me what year it was?
No, don't. No, no.
Like you know.
No, I don't.
Okay.
1986.
Let's see.
Could you help him?
Doesn't matter.
Do you think that helped him?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
See, when you have family that just spits out random draft facts at every... Mm-hmm. Family function.
Yeah.
You pick up a thing or two.
Oh, we really?
Okay, so who's going to go first? Okay, so what do you say, Scott?
I'm going to go first this time.
Okay.
I'm going to say it was...
Confidently say?
Yeah, Bruce Smith. What do you say, Seamus?
See, that's my answer as well.
Get out! Really?
And you're both correct.
Oh, my God! Pretty impressed, John. Where did you get that name from? You just pulled that out of your book.
You've never heard that name?
I have, but I've heard of
one of the best ever.
Okay.
forget your Walter Payton guy.
I don't
dude.
Know. I don't. Okay. All so
right. Anyway. Actually, where I get my middle name from.
Really?
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is your middle name Payton?
Mm-hmm.
Seamus Payton. How Italian of you.
Okay, so now
their
we need
to. His name's Walter.
Okay.
Named after, no, seriously. Named
it
after
is.
Walter
the
Payton.
The greatest running back of all time, Chicago Bears. I don't know the year, but that's the statement my husband told me to say every time I tell you what my dog's name is. Okay. We need a tiebreaker now.
Actually, it wasn't a tie because we did closest to the pin, so Seamus got the first
Seamus
one.
Won the first
all
one.
All right, fine. And Seamus so, hey, wins!
Seamus wins! Yay!
So what do you think is going to happen tonight?
Who do you think they need a defensive tackle.
They need a defensive tackle.
Yes. So a big guy for the middle of the line.
Mm-hmm.
They could go edge rusher, too, if they wanted to.
Any names you want to throw out there?
There's too many.
Okay. All right.
Time.
What time will this
if I'm going to throw a name, it'll be Kenneth Grant from Michigan.
Okay. What time will this happen, you think?
As usual, the Bills are picking late, so yeah. It'll probably be like between 11:30 and midnight.
So we'll find out in the morning.
If you guys trade to the Chiefs again, that is going to be...
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're
true.
Done with football talk now. All right.
Thank you, Seamus.
Yay!
Thank you, Ken. Bills Mafia Ken. We love you, man.
Okay, so now here's what we got to do, and I'm very curious to see what you guys think about this. We're going to decide good or bad parenting in the most loving way. We would never call anyone a bad parent except if...
Me.
Yeah. Very good. So anyhow, in the most supportive, loving way, is this good or bad parenting? What this mom did, what she allowed her son to do at 7 years old by himself.
Waking up your brain cells, which is really saying something. Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Woo, okay, so woo. This is, we're going to decide good or bad parenting in a loving, supportive way, of course. And it's what this mom allowed her 7-year-old son to do by himself. That mm-hmm. everybody is debating if this was the right choice or not. Okay. Now, Bills Mafia Ken is in the studio, mm-hmm. and you said your mom's been... Hi, Mom! What's her name?
Oh, your mom's listening?
Rose.
Rose has been listening. Rose! And can we call Rose? Because I would love to hear what she would say about this.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, bring a number over.
Mom's a big fan of the okay. show.
Right.
Well, probably only when her son is on the air with us.
That's fair.
But that's fine. We'll take it, Mom. Okay, Mom, hopefully you'll pick up. And then we'll decide good or bad parenting here.
So this mom let a 7-year old do
this. 7 years old. He's the cutest little mooch. I have an audio clip that you're going to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll decide. Would you ever let your 7-year old do this by themselves? Now, you guys don't have kids, obviously. But
no.
You'll have an opinion about
right.
this. Right?
But I have
you know,
brothers.
Hello? Hello?
Grandma Rose?
Hello? Grandma Rose, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Spazan Sandy. It's Scott and Sandy. You're on the air. Don't swear.
I love you guys.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so
I'm good.
Okay,
we were about to decide if this mom is being a good parent or a bad parent. Now I know, Grandma Rose, you would never say anything bad about anybody, but you have to be honest in how you really feel about this. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell her the story.
So we're gonna listen to this audio clip, and I think you'll be able to hear it too.
Mm-hmm.
So here, start playing it,
okay,
Scotty.
Here it is. Take a
so
listen.
So it's the video part of it. Is she's looking out her car window and she sees a little son walking up, you know, alongside the car. Uh-huh. Now he's opening the door. He's getting into the car.
I didn't have to ask the manager or anything.
Really?
He just gave it to me. Yeah.
They just served you?
Yeah. Wow. And then
you got your Happy Meal and.
He gave me some money back. I want to do that again.
Really?
Yeah, that is so fun.
Do you feel like that built confidence?
Yeah, for sure.
Like a little nervous?
Yeah. Like my legs are still shivering.
Really?
But yeah, that was so fun.
Is that the cutest little thing? So he went up to the fast food joint and just uh-huh. ordered his own food. This little 7-year-old with two little Happy Meal bags coming back and his change is in his hand.
So his mom is sitting in the car.
In the parking
kid
lot.
Kid goes across yeah. the parking lot. In
no,
the,
no, no, no. Just in, yeah, yeah, into the store.
Into the
she parked
the
right fast, by the front door.
Fast yeah. food joint.
Yeah.
Stands in line, orders food, gives him the money, he gets the change and comes out.
7 years old. Now.
Yeah.
Social media, of course. The internet is divided,
wow.
is split,
wow.
whether they think this is good or bad parenting.
Okay.
We'll start with Grandma Rose.
Grandma Rose,
how does
what do
that
you think?
Make you feel?
if the mom was outside and could see what's going on, I think it's awesome.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, but mom wasn't. She was in her car. It wasn't, like, it was near the front door, but I don't know if she could see inside the restaurant.
Well, I'd be concerned about other doors and somebody grabbing him and going. So if she couldn't directly see him, I don't know, I might be a little more apprehensive about that.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. You want to do that?
Unless mom's standing right there by the door.
You want this to be bad parenting?
No, I don't. I think it's, I mean, it's cool because, yeah, you're teaching your kid confidence and we coddle our kids too much. We're raising snowflakes. I get it.
I agree.
But he's seven.
They're pretty smart at seven. They're pretty independent at seven, too.
He just learned how to ride a bike without the training wheels. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a big difference between like five and seven. Like my daughter yesterday, who's five, she'll be six in July. We're driving in. We have to drop something off for my wife at a doctor's office. And while I'm like, Ellie, we got to go into the city. When you get off the bus, okay, Dad. And she's doing her thing. I'm pulling it off for university. She's like, Dad, we got to go to Dogtown. Can we go to Dogtown? I'm like, you're so smart.
Well, okay, but would you let her walk into Dogtown by herself?
Absolutely.
No, you would not.
Yes.
No, it just looks bad.
No.
I wouldn't do it because that looks bad. Everybody in that restaurant is going to be judging this kid like, oh my God, you poor kid. Where is your mother?
And everybody in that restaurant, you will never see again. So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So, I think it's good parenting. It's great learning the kind of lesson.
Okay. So you think it's good. Yep. Grandma Rose says only if she's right there and can watch.
Yeah.
If she's got an eye on that little boy, it's the best thing in the world for him.
Yeah. Like
but
he said.
But not if she doesn't.
So did you let Bill's Mafia Ken just wander around the streets when he was 7 years old, come back when the streetlights are on?
Never.
Ken, you have a daughter.
Yeah.
What would you have a couple kids, a bunch of kids.
At seven, would you let him walk into a McDonald's and order and come back out?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you would?
There you go. Yeah.
Just because you're lazy, you don't want to get out of the car.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
He's very different from his mother.
You're different than your mother.
I see.
All right, what do you guys collectively, RIT students, thumbs up
think?
Or down?
So you're a little parenting? Brother or sister like that, and you're dropping
thumbs
them
up.
On.
You can't do wishy-washy on this show.
Yeah.
It's either
all
up
right.
or down.
I'm committing.
Are you?
I'm committing.
You're going to say yeah?
I'll say yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, say you got a seven-year-old sister or brother.
Yeah.
And you're driving up to McDonald's, and you're like, oh, here's $10. Go in and get your Happy Meal.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a problem doing that.
Not really.
Would your mother or father have a problem with you doing that?
My mom and dad let me out.
Oh, they let you out?
Yeah.
Okay.
They let me out. Yeah. So I can't say that it was a bad decision.
Right. And she's oozing with confidence.
I think 10 is okay. 10 years old, I don't know. The 7-year-old is like on that fence. You're teetering if it's good or not.
What do you think, Seamus?
I feel most of these fast food joints are mostly windows, so the mom probably has good visual.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You know what I was surprised by?
What's that?
We'll end it here, and if you want to join in on the conversation, 818-2899. I was surprised that he was charged. He got change back. If I see this little mooch coming up to the window, I would have just given him the food. I would think he's a poor little,
what do you
like
think
you
this
poor
is?
Little
what,
kid.
What do you think this is, Christmas shoes?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I'm like, oh my God, you poor child. Come home with me. I'll take care of you.
My mom's at her last days. I need some nuggies.
Take it.
Miss Rose, thank you for talking.
Absolutely. I love you guys.
Love you too.
You.
Can we keep your number?
Please do, if you ever want
to
bake goods, let me know. I love to bake.
Oh, do you have cats?
In.
Do you have cats?
I do not have cats.
Okay, good. I'm in. Okay, good. Thank you.
You're terrible.
We got brownies once with cat hair in it, and I'm just like, no more. Okay.
Right. Oh, no.
Thanks for talking. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
It's going to be so nice out. I hope you're calling in sick today. Like I said earlier, you should have started yesterday with the drama, right? Like, oh, you know, boss, my throat's killing me.
You said it so many times that I was so worried this morning I'd walk in and you weren't here.
I wouldn't
be a
do
no
that.
Show.
I wouldn't do that.
You never
you.
Have, but you really like convinced me almost. To
yeah.
All right.
We're ideas people.
Yeah. So thank you to Bill's Mafia Ken for being in the studio
Come
today.
Come on, give it up for Bill's Trivia.
She's been part of the Buzz Fam forever. And now, WITR, you guys are now officially part of the Buzz Fam.
Yay! Hey, you're in a simulcast now, right? We're going to put our signal on. No.
So tomorrow, at this time, we always do a little teasy tease for our Jerker Justified. That's what we're known for here on Spizzano and Sandy. We decide the moral compass in Rochester. So tomorrow is something that is going to set Scotty off.
Good. I can't wait.
It's in my contract to set him off, actually. He's so easy. It's so funny.
It's in my contract to have like a voodoo doll with pins in it that look like her.
Oh, well, you know, 26 years, it's fine. Don't say poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor me. I'm the voodoo doll. Yeah. I'm teasing him.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm the...
Thank you. Yeah, I got it. Anyhow, so he did something on the air. I think it was yesterday. I don't even know if, Ken, maybe you caught this. I'm having a conversation. I'm talking. And what does he do in mid-conversation?
I don't know.
What did he yawns.
I really had a yawn.
Thank you.
I really had a yawn.
Yawn in while someone is talking.
Justified.
Well, of course. You're the one who did it.
I mean, did you cover your mouth at all?
No. He did I think you know how sometimes you... No, you didn't even move away. You know how sometimes you like try to hide a yawn by keeping your mouth... Forcing your mouth to stay close so you make this weird face?
Yeah, he
owned it. Like I was boring the heck out of him. So anyhow, I think that will be funny.
Okay.
So let's... You guys get early voting.
All right.
What do we say? Just shout it out.
Jerker Justified.
Boo.
Okay.
Jerk.
Ken.
He's justified.
Thank you.
Okay.
Come on.
You got it on.
You can't like, it's like stifling a sneeze. You just can't do it.
Like look away, cover
you,
up.
Yeah.
Well, she was on Zoom.
It's justified. It's a biological function.
Get out of here,
yeah.
Mike. No one wanted to hear me.
I like Mike.
Okay, you ladies, I think you're going to be on my side.
I think I
got to
say justified.
Yeah. Yawn happens.
I only got one favorite in the room. Oh, no, you too. Us three. That's it. We're good. We got this.
And you get to vote a little after 7 o'clock. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, anytime you want to come in, let us know. Thursdays. All right? Come on. 98.9
The Buzz. Got something to share with Spizzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY